Compromise weakens the church in Venezuela. U.S. flood victims return to find their homes still swimming. And the easiest way to stop a killer is to wash your hands. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has described Cuba's dictator Fidel Castro as his mentor. Their friendliness causes concern over religious freedoms. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says Venezuela may be adopting Cuba's mindset and ideology in more areas than government.
The concern is that the kind of persecution that we've seen for decades in Cuba against the church will become similar to Venezuela, and those that preach the Bible as it's laid out will be running into trouble.
What kind of trouble? Nothing so obvious as to get bad press. It's more a campaign of discouragement.
Where a lot of the pastors now are starting to stand up and speak the truth, they're running into problems. And again, it's more the subtle, where people are losing their jobs. Churches, some buildings have been shut down. They won't allow them to meet.
Pray. God is moving.
The leaders will be strong, and they will be preparing their people in what the Bible teaches about persecution and difficulty.
Next, it's been weeks since residents of Minot, North Dakota fled their homes as floodwaters reached disastrous levels. Families have finally begun to return, many to find their homes still feet deep in murky water. Mark Lewis with the EFCA's Touch Global Crisis Response says,
people are just, experiencing this continued disruption. Floodwaters are still up, and they're expected to be in homes until even the latter part of July or into August.
Touch Global expects it'll take months to pump out all the water and years to rebuild. By the end of July, they'll need volunteers to start the cleanup. Teams will work with Trinity Church, where a quarter of the congregation lost their homes. Despite the devastation, Trinity is reaching out.
In that process of listening and caring and investing in people, the church is just finding a great opportunity to share about hope.
Get involved through a link on our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. It was a race against the clock as a mission team got their playground equipment cleared by customs, just 5 minutes to spare at the end of the day, at the end of the trip. This is the Kids Alive team that we told you about that was headed to the west coast of Peru to build those playgrounds. They'd already dealt with theft and other delays, but Rich Anderson says God used it all.
The kids we were going there to serve, they wanted that playground just as bad as we wanted to build it, or worse. I mean, they really wanted it, and they were praying. Of course, it was in Spanish, so I didn't understand most of it, but it was incredible to hear those kids pray.
17 hours later, the team finished building the playground. The common language of laughter and love opens the doors with local children so that the teams can share God's love.
It's tons of fun to give these kids, many of them, most of them, who have come from real desperate situations, been taken off the street, giving them back a little bit of their childhood.
To read about the whole journey this team went through, you can go to our website. We turn next to Sri Lanka, where an IN Network humanitarian aid project there is stalled. Heavy rains and flooding hit 5 months ago, a disaster the government calls the worst in recent history. And nearly a fifth of the country's rice crop was lost. IN Network committed to helping local churches provide relief supplies for 325,000. Right now, just 6% of that project is funded. There are still desperate needs as the team tries to help in the name of Christ. Our website has more details. And $3 can do more than just barely cover a gallon of gas. Through World Hope International's hygiene education program, you can donate $3 towards saving a life in Haiti. Hand washing is the easiest way to prevent cholera, a disease that's killed thousands in Haiti. The deadly disease continues to spread when simple hand washing practices could stop it in its tracks. Lives are saved, but not just for the reasons of washing hands. The team is also there in the name of Christ, representing the hope of the gospel. Call our resource line to learn more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, we're encouraging you to do something intentional for God in July. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link where you'll find tons of suggestions on how you can affect change in someone's life this summer. Things like going on a short-term mission trip or praying for an unreached people group. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.